This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am joined today by Cowboy Andy of Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We are happy to have you here, and I'd love to learn a little bit more about you and your journey into making music for kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been at this, I think, for about 13 years now, give or take 13 years. I've been singing, been doing the singer-songwriter thing, you know, since high school. Pretty much my whole life been singing and playing some instrument or something like that, writing songs, doing some home recording projects and whatnot. But about 13 years ago, a friend of mine owned a little kids clothing store. And she was like, hey, can you come in and just play some music? Because I was performing around town. I was like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And so I got in there, no idea really what to play. But the kids were, there was a lot of little kids there, some like 2 to 6 year olds, and they were all in this little, you know, custom clothing store. And I just started doing, you know, like She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. And it was like, it was kind of okay. And then we just started making up songs. And next thing you know, we're parading around the little store. And I realized that I really had a great affection for that sort of interaction with kids. And it turned out that my sense of humor and goofiness just sort of played really, really nicely into that. So I started giving myself permission and just started writing more and more songs for the genre.
So when did that songwriting and creation become your first album?
A friend of mine who was teaching piano to my oldest son Oscar came up and said, hey, can you help me just play? I'm going to be playing at the farmer's market. And I was like, sure, I can come. And so we played together, and I had some kids' music that I'd already sort of worked up. And so we played the farmer's market. And then he was like, well, I just booked us a gig at this like family friendly Friday, so we have to get a drummer and a bass player, because we're playing in like a month. So it was like, oh God, it was like a 2-hour gig. So we threw the band together, and you know, like 2 days before the show, we're like, oh, we have to come up with a name. And Matt, who is the other guitarist, his wife said, well, you should be something fun, like a lizard or something, or a salamander. And we were like, oh, that's good enough. Yeah, we'll just be Salamanders. So we became the Salamanders. And after about 3 months after that gig, we got a couple more. And I was like, geez, we got like 10 songs, original songs. Let's put it down and see what happens. And so that was our first album. And we're just finishing up our fourth album now.
Very cool. And how did the Cowboy Andy persona come about?
So Cowboy Andy is actually a book out of it's a book called Cowboy Andy, and it's the story of this kid who lives in Los Angeles in like the 1950s, early 1960s, and he likes watching, you know, westerns on TV. And he turns to his dad and he says, hey, I'd like to go to a ranch. And his dad is like, you know, sitting there 1950s, you know, smoking a pipe, looking at his kid, and says, well, you know, I have a friend who has a ranch, how would you like to go tomorrow? And so the next day they put him on a train and he goes and lives on a ranch. And the whole Cowboy Andy story is it's a cool little story about how this kid from the city goes to the country. And when I was developing sort of the stage persona, I kept trying to I felt like I needed to somehow connect a little bit more with kids, and that my name is Andrew, and some people call me Andy. And so just over the course of a couple of years, it sort of developed into this concept of just this character, Cowboy Andy.
Yeah, well, the name Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders is fun. I think there's a lot for kids to like it, just in the name alone.
It's cool. People think that we're like a country band, or, you know, they get the cowboy thing and they think we're like country or Western or something like that. And it's like, no, we're more like psychedelic Muppets than anything. that's actually closer to where we live.
So tell me a little bit about the Salamanders.
Well, I'm the last of the original band. Most of them have cycled through. But the current lineup is my son, Oscar, is 16. He plays keys. And then we've got Mr. Blue Sky, who wears this suit with a blue suit with clouds painted on it, playing guitar. We've got Maddie, who's this incredible recording engineer, is our drummer. We've got one of my best friends for my entire life, Bones, plays bass. And then for our albums, we always bring in a lot of guests to play fiddle or trumpet or cello or, you know, other instruments. So the core has pretty much been the same for the past probably 6 years. But of the original Salamanders, I'm the only one who's left.
Now, have you been able to like get out and about and tour around and take your show on the road?
Yeah, so we live in Western Montana. We're from Missoula, and it's a relatively small town. And Spokane, Washington, is about 3 hours away. That's the next sort of big town. We're about 500 miles from Seattle, but we do find opportunity to tour the Western Montana area and Northern Idaho, and we get over to Seattle. We weren't able to do it for a couple of years because of COVID. But we always like to get over and play a few shows in Seattle at the different events and things over there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is an album feature and sort of a special treat. You got a new album coming out in October called Brand New Toy, and we're going to feature a couple of the songs from it today. But before we get into the songs, talk a little bit about the album and, you know, what sort of inspirations went into creating it and what can people expect?
Yeah, this is fun. We took a little bit of a sabbatical during COVID just because a lot of things were shut down and we couldn't do our normal performances and things like that. And so about a year ago, we started coming back, and I really had this strong desire to, you know, not just stop at three albums, but to put out the fourth and really make a, you know, to kind of keep going with it. And one of the things that I decided is that I went back to our first album. And because we've been playing together so long and the band has really worked on some of the original material from the first album, there were three or four songs from that album that I'd written a long time ago. And when we recorded them, they were good for where we were, but we've done so much to change them that I wanted to capture them again. So I think three of the songs on this album, including Brand New Toy, are actually sort of remakes of from our first album. But then the whole concept around this one was to really just sort of push that sort of bigger feel for music that we like to get into. We like really dramatic and a lot of dynamic music and big sounds and distorted guitars sometimes. And then mostly it's playing on the dynamics. So that was really kind of the crux of this album. It was like, let's throw a lot of expression into this one, getting big and getting small, doing small stories and then getting really big again. It's kind of the fun part of it.
Yeah. I think people are going to experience that a little bit as we go through the three songs that we're going to feature. Let's get into the songs. So the first one, I love the title of this one, Pirate Cowboy.
Yeah.
So tell us a lot for kids to love in this one. Pirates and cowboys.
Had
never seen the two of them go together. So talk about this one.
So this was Gus, my youngest child, walking down the hallway when they were, I think, four, wearing a pirate hat and cowboy boots and a vest and just going, "Arr, I'm a pirate cowboy." And it was like, well, yes, you are. And so I got kind of hooked on this concept, wrote the song, ended up writing an entire musical around it that I'm still, that I'm working on. But the song itself is one of the, we enjoy playing it very much because it's, because we get the crowd really engaged in being pirates or being cowboys and singing their parts. And so for us, this really is, it, it sort of showcases the bigger music part of it, of the show for us.
Very cool. Well, let's play it. Here it is, Pirate Cowboy by Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders.
All hands on deck!
I am the Pirate Cowboy who sailed into the west. Put wagon wheels on me clipper and fringe upon me vest. I got a scurvy crew of roughnecks who aims to be the best. And from the galley to the head, poop deck to the crow's nest, we crossed the mighty mist into the Grand Prairie, chasing after buffalo and trading with the Cherokee. I'm flying the Jolly Roger so you can plainly see we're the buccaneering Bronco boys making history. Yo ho, yo ho, yee ha, yo ho, yee ha. We're the roughest root and toot and swashbuckling and keel hauling, roping, brand and parrot wearing, anchor weighing, hats a waving, bean eating and treasure seeking, yodeling, 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 la la. Ever seen. Some say we scallywags should stick to the ocean blue and plunder for our booty like the other pirates do. But the big skies and the tumbleweed, they were calling to me crew. Plus, since I was just a male, I wanted to be a buckaroo. Yo ho,
yo ho,
yee ha,
yo ho.
Buckling and keel hauling, roping, brand and parrot wearing, anchor weighing, hats a waving, bean eating and treasure seeking. Yodeling, 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 yodeling. Pirates you've ever seen, take it, me.
Was Pirate Cowboy. All right, next song, the title track, Brand New Toy. So talk about this one and how it evolved, I guess, from your first album.
From it definitely evolved from the first album. And what's funny about this song is that in general, I don't feel comfortable doing what I call preach and teach songs, like songs that necessarily are trying to teach something or give a moral or a lesson or something like that. I'm really more interested in excitement and adventure. And we do a lot of instrumentals, and to incorporate that as part of the shows and part of the albums to make it just a little bit more exciting and engaging for the kids, actually for the whole family. So Brand New Toy was kind of one of those, I don't want to say a villain song, but originally that was the concept. It's like, well, what happens? I mean, I remember being a kid and getting a toy and just being like, oh, I love this toy. I don't want to share it. Like, I don't want to share this toy. I just want to play with this and know this is mine, and that feeling. So that was really what I wrote the song around. And after I showed up for the band, and they were great, and we learned to play it, and it was all fun. And then after a practice, I got this like guilty feeling, like maybe I can't leave it like that. I can't just leave it like this kid going mine. I kind of have to do something. And so I wrote the last verse, which resolves it a little bit more. When we went to record it the very first time all those years ago, I had several voices that I was trying to use, and the one that I ended up picking, everything else is great, but I really was never happy with the way I sang the song. And so doing it live, it was a chance for me to like, no, I'm just going to do it the way that we do it live and dig into that and have fun with that.
Yeah. I loved this song. It catches you from the moment it starts. And it's one of the few songs I think I've ever heard where I felt like an 80s and a 90s vibe combined. Ooh, into it.
Nice.
Felt a little Jay Giles Band sort of feel at some of the instrumentation, and yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
right. Good song.
I'm really happy with, because Oscar plays the keys on this, and it's really neat just to be, you know, dad and watch Oscar just totally come into their own on the keys. And then the other part of it is that he's one of the most amazing keyboard players I've ever worked with or know. And so when he tears loose on a solo, it's just like, it's so much fun to be in a band with someone like that. And so for me, it's just like, you know, it's a candy cane where it has all just different colors and stripes.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to play it for everyone now. Here it is. Brand New Toy by Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders.
I just got a brand new toy. I just got a brand new toy. I just got a brand new toy. It's mine, mine, mine. I just got a brand new toy. Oh, what wonder, oh, what joy. I got a brand new toy. It's mine, mine, mine. Now, don't you try to put it away. I'm gonna sit here and play all day. Hey, don't you try to take it from me. No way. It's mine, mine, mine. It belongs to me. Can't you see? I just got a brand new toy. I just got a brand new toy. I just got a brand new toy. It's mine, mine, mine. Look how it shines. Look how it gleams. Good golly gosh, our little happy machine. I just got a brand new toy. It's mine, mine, mine. Yes, I know what to say. I see that birthday card there, so I know to say thanks. Don't tell me to put it back in the box. Oh, come on. Check it out when I push this button on top. It walks, it talks, man. This toy rocks. Woo, 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 woo. Woo,
got a brand new toy, but it's not really all that much fun. I'm playing with my brand new toy, but I am the only one. It seems like the thing to do, maybe go find a friend or two, see if they want to play with my new toy too. Cause it's so fun to share with a friend. Yeah, pass it to your buddy or pal, but don't worry, cause in the end, you know, when it's time to go home, they'll give you your new toy back, and then you can play with your toy alone. We just got a brand new toy. We just got a brand new toy. We just got a brand new toy to share with you and you and you. We got a brand new toy, gonna bring us infinite days of joy. We got a brand new toy to share with you and you and you.
All right, I hope you enjoyed Brand New Toy. The last song we're going to talk about is called I Can't Wait for Winter. Tell us about this one.
Oh, winter. It came from the idea is not necessarily a pleasant idea. Now I'm starting to realize that maybe a lot of my music is kind of a downer. What am I doing in kids' music? Oh, man. It was this idea, the song... came from this concept when I was talking to my kids once about growing old and just getting big, and how often, you know, we look at kids and like, oh, I bet you can't wait. I bet you can't wait to get big. I bet you can't wait till you're older and you can do these things. And there's definitely a point in development where you want to be bigger and you want to do those things. Every once in a while, I noticed, and especially with myself now as I personally get older, that there are more times that I wish I could stop things, that I wish that things would stop being so quick, mm-hmm. and I could just spend more time here. And I remember having a conversation with my kids once about how great it is to be a kid sometimes. And they totally appreciated where it was. And there was this idea of like, oh, I really don't want to have to get big so soon. And so from that's what the concept is at the base of the song. Of course, I just gave it away because that's like, you know, the last line basically gives that away. But that's the whole concept about winter, wanting winter to come. And it's also, it's very cynical and kind of ironic and tongue in cheek, because it isn't one of those, yay, let's go sledding and have, I've definitely written those like can't wait for snow songs and oh boy, here we go. And this is actually on the other end of the holiday, or not holiday, or the winter spectrum.
Interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that for the title. I would have thought you were a big winter fan.
I know.
But there is a deepness to it. And for us in Vegas, winter just means the temperatures drop to about 50 and everybody there feels Vegas cold.
Yeah, yeah. And in Montana, you know, we have a couple weeks of the negative 15 and... you wonder why you're living here and not in Vegas.
All right. Well, let's check this song out. Here it is. I Can't Wait for Winter by Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders.
Can't wait for winter. Can't hardly hold my breath till all is cold and I shiver. Feel the snow fall down my back. Oh, can't wait for winter to finally say goodbye to falling leaves and migrating geese singing to me as they pass me by. And then the darkness becomes my best friend. Can't wait for winter. It's not about the holidays or promises of summer as we wait out. endless gray. Just give me some quiet times. Slow down all the traffic and noise. Muffle up the cheers and the laughter of the soccer moms and baseball boys and the blizzards that come in the night. Snow snakes sliding down the street in the flat white pale moonlight. Me up in the thickest stuff. Light the candles, brew the tea, shut down the outside. I've had enough. Oh, I can't wait for winter. Winter shouldn't wait on me. If it can't get here any sooner, then it's Antarctica bound for me. Until the world freezes cold, and I'll never have to grow up. I'll never grow old. Never have to grow
And that was I Can't Wait for Winter. And that wraps up the album feature. The album will be out in October. But before we talk a little bit more about that, I understand you had a podcast called Barn Banter. Tell us a little bit about that podcast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I did Barn Banter with Cowboy Andy, and I did about 50 episodes of that. I didn't do seasons. I just started recording and kept going. But what it was two things about that. And it was mostly that I found such a great community in the children's music performers and the kindy performers that were out there, you know, on Facebook, listening to like Sirius XM, Kids Place Live, things like that. And every time I reached out to any of the people, there was so much information they were willing to share. And after a while, I was like, wow, this is so cool. It would be nice for my contribution to the community might be to interview these folks about what it's like to be a musician or a songwriter or a performer, and to explore the different genre, the different genres within our community. And it was absolutely so much fun. I interviewed, you know, 23 Skidoo and Justin Roberts and Joni Leeds and just tons of people in the community and some people who are like worked at CD Baby and outside the community. I really try to cover every aspect of it that I could think of. Talked to a lot of folks across the pond and in England, and just had a ball doing it and learned so much about, and sometimes it was just like talking about gear. Well, what sort of mics do you use? What are your favorite, you know, guitar amps that you use? Well, how do you do a battery powered amp? Or what's the process of releasing an album or getting on Spotify? Or how does that work for you? And it's such a diverse group of folks who are in the business of making music for children. And everybody's in it for a little bit different reason. A lot of us came to it at the same way, but how they perform and what they perform, it was just really fascinating. So I was really grateful for the opportunity to get those interviews out to everybody, just share them.
And where can we find that?
Well, it's on all the major podcasting platforms. And then on our website, thecowboyandy.com, if you pop over there, there's a page specifically linked that you can, you know, check out some of the podcasts there, or, you know, go to Apple Podcasts or, you know, Spotify Podcasts or find it wherever you normally listen.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So the album Brand New Toy is going to be out on October 6th. But until then, where can people find, purchase, stream, download your music, and how can they find and connect with you?
Well, probably the fastest, easiest way to connect would be to go to the website, cowboyandy.com, and because there's a contact page there. And I think that has all the links because we're, you know, on Facebook and Instagram. And as far as listening to the music, we're on Spotify and Apple Music, pretty much everything. It's kind of funny because when for the first two albums, we were the Salamanders. And then after all the other members of the band left, that's when I brought the Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders sort of brand forward. So we're also on the third album, Put Your Arms in the Air. That's under Cowboy Andy and the Salamanders. Mm-hmm. But you can find, you know, links to all of that on the website, cowboyandy.com.
Awesome. Well, Andy, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you and get to know you. And all the best with the upcoming album. Judging by this preview, it's got some good stuff on it.
It's going to be fun. We're having a really good time. Hey, and I appreciate what you're doing too. It's great to have a voice in the community getting out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Talk to you soon.